This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Now 7 after the hour, time for us to take our weekly walk down Talk Radio Lane. Or should I call it a street? Talk Radio Street? Talk Radio Road? That sounds better, doesn't it? Talk Radio Road.
Boulevard.
Yes, that's the boulevard of talk. Okay, good. Rich McFadden is here. Along with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan is here, and Joe Crummy, the evil one. All of us here to talk about the charts from Talkers Magazine from this past week, the week of July 24th to the 28th, already at the end of the month. Richie always likes it when it's the end of the month. Look at how time is flying, et cetera.
He started doing that in May. It's the end of the summer.
It's the end, yeah.
It's always the end of something for Doug.
It's the
end of the week. The beginning of something new, Richie. That's right.
The beginning of something new. Okay, so I'm going to go through the list of the top 10 stories and people, and I'm going to then give it over to Jennifer Horn, who spent several days in Washington at the White House broadcasting this week. So I want her to tell her story, and then all of you ask her questions about the experience. Let's do the stories list, though, first. The usual thing at number 10 on the countdown from Talkers, the beginning of the football season. Also, the football drain report, or the brain drain, either or. What's going on in sports talk radio, basically, at number 10. The declining sperm counts. This is crummy. You better listen carefully to this. Number 9 this week on the countdown. Let's see here. The Ohio State Fair, what happened there with that death, number 8. And then the smuggling deaths of the people coming into this country in that truck, number 7. The speech given by Donald Trump of the Boy Scouts, number 6. Number 5, investigations continuing into the relationship of the Trumps to Russia. Good God, can we give that a rest? Number 4. The Foxconn plant announcement. Foxconn makes the iPhones, Chinese company. Number 3, the military transgender ban, which seems nonsensical to most anybody who thinks it through. Number 2, the leaks at the White House, who's responsible, and the health care situation is number 1. All right, so having said all that, the backdrop to these, many of them, as usual, happened to be focused on things going on in Washington. So Jennifer Horn, who's a part of the DJV show with me and Victoria, Richie's a good day claner, and Joe has his own identity as an evil person. The idea of being invited to the White House, it now goes to those who are supporters, Jennifer. It would seem that's where we start, right? The people who are there working for the other company that you work for as a broadcaster, they are very familiar with and supportive of the Trump message, and that's why you got invited, right?
Well, I don't know if that's why we got invited. I didn't get invited. Okay, well, what you've seen is that the Trump administration has expanded the amount of reporters that are allowed in. They've taken talk radio hosts. They've put a big emphasis on talk radio. They've put a big emphasis on online sources as well as your mainstream media. And so that's kind of one of their agenda items, is to bring in as many people as possible. I think this started with Sean Spicer actually talking with our company about possibly setting up a day where a bunch of radio hosts would go out there and set up. I'm sure that this will happen with other radio companies down the road, but it was truly spectacular. I mean, the reason I know it's not all because the hosts are conservative or Trump-centric is that many of the hosts that were out there were anti-Trump, were never Trumpers for a long time, and my co-host is a liberal. I mean, it's not like they were just saying, hey, show your Trump card before you walk in the grounds. I mean, these are still free-thinking people who are critical of the president, critical of some of the things in the administration, but I have to say, being there, the thing that you hear from the media is that there's chaos and people are running around crazy and there's a black cloud over the White House. I didn't notice that at all from the moment I checked in to the moment I left. I mean, it was
black cloud from... That's news media speak, right?
Yeah, it was well organized. There was no chaos. You walk right in. I mean, it was really, I thought, very well put together.
All right. So what did you take away in the conversations you had with the various people that are involved with our government?
I think probably the most important, and I think obviously the number one story this week is healthcare and what's happening. I mean, I think there's probably two stories. There's Anthony Scaramucci, and then there's healthcare. And healthcare, I think, was a big disappointment. We saw John McCain and Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins decide to stand with the Democrats supporting the upholding of the Affordable Care Act, which is not working, and voting late in the evening hours on Friday morning. And Tom Price, who I had the opportunity to talk to, who's the Secretary of Health and Human Services, a really smart guy. He's vowing to still work on this to keep things going, and he's got a lot of great ideas, Dougie. We talked off air a bit about his ideas for prevention, for preventative medicine. He's a doctor himself, about smaller community health centers, about opioid prevention and treatment. So there was a lot of things that we talked to Tom Price about that are not necessarily mentioned in the day-to-day conversation, because it seemed that healthcare has now been turned into a really polarized political game.
Mm-hmm. All right. Questions from others? Rich, you saw and were with Jennifer this week in Washington. What questions did you not have answered, or what haven't? You've been over there a number of times with hosts that work with you and us, so there's nothing new for you.
It's a question I can't seem to get an answer to, is how do these people think that they're going to keep their job if they own the White House, the Senate, and Congress, and they can't agree to pass an overhaul bill?
You're talking about the Republicans in general?
It stupefies me that these people cannot get together and overturn this disastrous bill that affects me and my left front pocket every single month.
Well, wasn't that the question McCain asked? Or wasn't that what he didn't ask the question?
McCain's part of the problem.
McCain voted against. He's one of the three against
it. But is he, or is the question that he asked about not being able to get it together? We have a group of people that ought to be able to work together, and we are. And he blamed talk radio for the problem.
Well, that was lame. That part was lame.
Well, I'm just telling you, that's what he did. Whether it was lame or wasn't lame, that's what he did.
But here's what's ridiculous, and Joe, Rich, Victoria, chime in on this. John McCain came back, which was heroic. He came back. He did the vote. He's been through a lot, health-wise, and he wanted to start this debate. The Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, promised that he would send this bill, this skinny repeal, to a conference so that this could get better and better and better, yet John McCain still voted against it. I mean, it makes no sense. There's a picture that I think speaks 1,000 words of Chuck Schumer patting John McCain on the back and both of them just smiling ear to ear at each other. It's very bizarre.
Well, what's John McCain's reason, though, for doing that? What has he said? The reason I'm not voting to move this forward is because what? Like, what has he said is the reason?
That's just the question, is that when he made a speech about how we haven't done enough and we need to come together and we need to start working on something.
Victoria asked a good question.
Yeah, it's counterintuitive.
Well, where's the specifics?
He says he wants a full bill. He wants to take it from the top again and present something that is, more presentable. But I read this morning he wants a full bill. He thinks it's kind of piecemeal right now and he doesn't want to do it. He just doesn't think it's right. Whatever that is.
It's a vacuum. It's kind of like
get it through and then fix it on the backside.
Well, that's what they always say.
That's what they want.
That's what Nancy Pelosi said. Well, we'll pass it now.
It's the only thing you can do at this point, because nobody agrees on anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's sort of a tar baby, and in a way, now they've got the opportunity to do something, and they know that they're never going to please everybody. So in a way, they're not doing anything.
Jennifer, is there a sense in the White House that you got after being there, wandering around and talking to people and getting a sense of the air there, that Trump knows he has a solid base of 35% or 40% of the American public and doesn't worry about trying to bring anybody else in, and therefore when he does things that seem senseless, like the military transgender ban, that doesn't make any sense to most people, politically or otherwise, and why bother? But is there a reality among the people that are working there with him that they are never going to win over the majority, or in terms of numbers? But now, because we become so fractionalized, there's a 40% solid base for him, and he can work with that. Is there any of that sort of?
Well, I think, I think Trump's base is not cracked. A lot of times you see a base start to have some little lines, little faults running through it, but this base is still really solid. And I think that approval ratings are important to the president. I mean, we've seen him talk about crowd size. We know that this stuff is something that he values as a person. And I think that's why you see him now on an offense. I mean, the best thing that I can say, and I brought this up too, because I'm kind of floating this idea around to many of the Trump officials. When you see this argument, this public targeting of Jeff Sessions, or now we're seeing this, we see Anthony Scaramucci coming in, who, by the way, was like, you know, the big man on campus when I was at the White House. He was all over that place. Trump is tired, I think, of being on the defensive. He's been on defense since he took office, from mainstream media, from the left, people either obstructing him or creating narratives about Russia that simply really haven't produced any evidence, that are not true. And so I think what you're seeing right now is Trump regrouping, realizing he's 6 months in, and I think he's going on a full offense. He's looking for people to join him who are fighters. These issues with, like, Sean Spicer or Jeff Sessions are not because these guys are bad people or that they're doing bad jobs. They're compatibility issues because they are acting optically like you should. They want to give the appearance of what people should be doing if you're a traditional politician. Trump is looking at bringing in people who are going to get scrappy and who are going to fight so that he can start going on offense, so that he can start checking items off of his agenda. Sebastian Gorka was like, yes, that's exactly right. The president needs people next to him who are going to fight for him.
That's why I said this is going to be a revolving door. In a year, most of the people that were certified who were approved by the Senate will be gonzo, and the internal workings of the White House will be a lot.
I don't think they still have everybody approved.
Yeah, they haven't.
I think there's still appointments waiting.
Yeah, that still doesn't speak to why he did the military transgender ban.
Recommendation from the military. That wasn't something Trump woke up one day and did.
Why?
That was something that Mattis put together, because in the last year, it's been illegal for it's been approved for transgenders to join the military for the last year. In that year, 250 people are already going through transitioning surgery
that we're paying for.
This is elective surgery that we are paying for. It's also become a distraction because many people who are transgendered want to live in the barracks of their desired sex instead of their biological sex.
And what you just explained makes a whole lot of sense. I don't want us to be paying for transgender operations. I don't mind them being in the service. That's great. But we're not paying for operations.
When you need it, spend a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Attack of the Angry Mosquito Relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need Gold Bond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Gold Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. Gold Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Our nation was founded by hardworking people who embraced the responsibility of raising their children and taking care of their families. People like my father. This is Reverend Derek McCoy, Executive Vice President at the Center for Urban Renewal and Education, also known as CURE. Dad grew up in poverty in the Deep South, one of four children just a generation removed from slavery. He worked hard at menial jobs to put himself through college. Dad understood the fundamental value of hard work. He lived that value out every single day for 35 years as a public school teacher, community leader, and most importantly, husband and father. He raised my sisters and me to work hard and to succeed. But today, 4 out of 10 children in urban areas are raised without fathers. As dads disappear from the home, children are 4 times at greater risk to live in poverty and learn to depend on welfare. That does not have to be the case. We can reverse the trend of absentee fathers and help children to embrace the ethic of work and responsibility. Let's work hard to instill this value in the next generation. Learn more at urbancure.org. That's urbancure.org.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast. Or your money back.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 23, almost 24 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Joe Crummy, who has a podcast on iTunes called Evil Thoughts. Every day, he presents another evil thought. You wouldn't think there'd be anybody alive who could have as much evil in their minds as Crummy has. But here it is, proof positive. Just go to iTunes and look for Evil Thoughts, and you'll see one day after another, after another, after another of evil thoughts. So I leave it to you to figure out what in the name of heaven this man is thinking about. All right, so we can hear some of that when he's here with us on the countdown. Jennifer has flown the coop, but she told us good stories about her experience in Washington. We got to move on to other things. Victoria Keelan is here. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. So we've gone through the story list. I didn't go through the people list yet. I'm going to do that now. Jeff Bezos at number 10 because now he's become the last month, the value of Amazon going up. So he's got more money than Gates.
He lost his position, though. I think he briefly had the number one wealthiest person on the Forbes list, and then he lost it.
Oh, he did?
Really?
Once Amazon earnings came out and they missed the mark. They were a little.
When did that happen? Was that this week?
Earlier this week, or at the end of this week, it came out.
Is Bill Gates back to number one?
No, Bill Gates, I think, was behind him on the list. I forget who else.
Poor soul.
It was Vladimir Putin.
We're talking about people
who are worth $80 or $90 billion, folks.
Right.
What's a couple of bucks here and there?
Well,
all right. Richie.
I heard a story this morning just about how much control Amazon has on the digital world. Do you realize that 1/3 of all computers that have cloud computing are stored on Amazon?
Really?
So think about that. all the computers, let's just take the United States.
I don't really give a darn whether the Russians hack the elections. What's going to happen when the Russians hack into Amazon?
Right. Or what's going to happen when our government hacks into Amazon, or
what happens when a group of international investors that are actually backed by Russian oligarchs buy Amazon?
Right.
There you go.
What happens then? Right? Yeah. I mean, isn't that what happened with that uranium deal? Right?
That's a very interesting point, Joe. The amount of money that the top 12, 14 people have that are all KGB people that are Putin's pals, that are amassing billions and billions of dollars, and you don't have to go any further than Los Angeles or New York to see who's buying up all the expensive real estate. Not Americans.
Right.
No.
Yeah,
it's true. The Russians, Chinese on the West Coast, but Russians both in L.A. and New York. Everywhere.
Right. And Fareed Zakaria on CNN is always talking about how Vlad Putin is the richest man alive. I mean, he's doing it to kind of tweak Mr. Trump, you know, but apparently Vlad Putin is really the world's richest guy.
Yeah. He's got control of a lot of things. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Number 9, Sean Spicer and his departure from the White House. This is nothing but a cash register for him. Ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. By the time he's done, he's going to get a job working for one of the networks, and they'll pay him lots of dough for his insider knowledge of what's going on in the White House.
You can. Well, he's already had the meetings.
Yeah. Right. Yep.
And even Dancing with the Stars wants him.
What in the
world? It's true. No, it's true.
I know it is. I wonder,
you know.
Is he a dancer? Why does he?
Well, because he should thank Melissa McCarthy. That's what I think he should do.
Absolutely.
Because frankly, I think he's kind of boring, and he'll have a few minutes in the sun. Look, man, the media had their way with him. That's over now. But I don't want to get into the whole Scaramucci thing again. But
yeah, all right. So let's not. Then 28 past the hour on the overview of what's going on this week in the world of talk radio.
A new survey shares some interesting facts on women's pregnancy and something that might be lurking under your nose, literally. OBGYN Dr. Rebecca Brightman discusses new findings about the importance of oral health and gives some key tips for women to stay healthy during pregnancy. For more information about brushing for two, go to Crest.com or OralB.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, and Joe Crummy here examining the charts from Talkers Magazine. The folks at Talkers have, as usual, gone through their sources. All of the, I think they're now, Richie, what, 1160 talk radio stations
right around
in the
there.
Country.
Yep.
Something like that. We're new this week on KCAA out in the Inland Empire, Joe. You know where that is. This is a an opportunity for us to give you our thoughts as experienced talk people, the issues of the day from the news talk radio world. And those are the stations that we're talking about that have surveyed the stories from the hosts and the stations themselves, the overall view of what's going on. And so it's published every week at talkers.com. You can look at the list of the stories and the people there as well. And we are privileged to be able to be the only radio program that takes apart these things and gives you our perspective as if we were really a high-visibility program. And, gee, guess what? We are. So we went through
it's a couple
of people. Yes, it is official. This is the official, according to the sanctioned by Talkers Magazine.
That's right.
We have the ability to go through this list. We're the only ones who have right. access to this list.
Right. So it's not just any old list. I mean,
no, this is the list. Yeah, this is it. And you're privileged to be here with us, Joe. I want you to know that.
Yes, sir.
It's a privilege. Okay. So Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan are in the other way. Ladies first, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, and Joe Crummy. The number 8 name on the list is Lindsey Graham. I don't know why, so let's go to number 7. I mean, other than the fact he's slapping John McCain on the back and, you know,
well, that's why. He's, you know, McCain's wingman, so that's cool.
Vladimir Putin is number 7. What new are we going to say about him? Not much, other than what did we just say? He was the richest guy in the world, perhaps.
Richest man in the world, right?
Jared Kushner is number 6. What are we saying about him? It's the same old, same old. Charles Schumer, Chuck Schumer, has never seen a microphone or a news camera that he didn't want to stand in front of. He's the biggest phony, but the leader of the Democrats, and he and McCain are new best buddies. Mitch McConnell, number four, the old fossil. I'm making quick work of all of this because there ain't much new here.
You're plowing through it. I like it.
Yeah, Jeff Sessions. All right, just as an example, if we may, for a moment, with Sessions. We sort of alluded earlier to the fact that there are going to be a lot of changes. There already are. And if you watch Fox, or I mean, it is what you watch, he's being unfairly treated by the Trump administration or by Trump himself. And I'm not sure I understand, because you can't get a clear picture, unfortunately, of what's really going on, because the news media, that the term fog that's been used to cover sort of all of the events, the way the news media is covering them, you don't really know what's going on. What really is the dynamic of the Sessions? If Trump wanted to get rid of Sessions, all you have to do is say, you're fired. If Sessions wanted to go, all he had to do is say, I don't like this anymore, and I'm leaving. So something tells me there's something else going on here.
But can you just fire the attorney general?
Yes.
Once he's been approved by...
Yeah, right. You serve at the pleasure of the president. Get
but
lost.
He's shaming him. He's shaming him.
Why?
Because he's mad at him. Because
well, so fire him then.
Because they recused himself.
He's not being
himself.
More aggressive. No, he doesn't want to fire him. He wants him to work harder. He wants
so
him
then
to
don't do
aggressive.
It in the media. Bring him into your office and say, look, pal, this is the way it's going to work.
Trump doesn't, I mean, he can't, don't Trump can't, doesn't exist if he's not on Twitter. I mean, it's well, like a tree falling in the forest.
This is bad. Don't you remember, you know, when you were a kid and they would take you to Old Sturbridge Village and you would see the stocks that would be in the town square?
Right.
This is what Trump is. This
what
is
an analogy that is.
I was talking about this on the podcast yesterday. That's evil Fox.
That is evil, right.
Right, yeah. He's publicly shaming this guy. We should get back to public shaming. I like that kind of stuff. You get stuck in the stocks at Old Sturbridge Village.
See Jeff Sessions in the stocks out in front of the White House lawn.
Right. And this is the electronic way of putting people in the stocks of the 21st century. Well, I like it.
I think it shows a complete lack of managerial experience and skill. I mean, this is it's in keeping with all of the other classless things that Trump does,
well,
so I guess it's not surprising.
Style.
Well, I don't agree with that.
It's not. It's a non-management style.
It's a non-management style.
You don't. That's not managing people.
I'm so
it's what
tired
Doug
of
says.
Way...
You call them into the office and you have a conversation.
Well,
D.C. stands up there. Yes. Senators and congressmen stand up there, and I'd like to recognize the gentleman from Alaska. And then they stab each other in the back, and then they go have drinks later. They stab each other in the back on the news, and then later they go have drinks. I'm so tired of this facade that they put on where there's this pretend.
Yeah, there's a lot to that, Richie.
Yeah, PC little world. That's the only thing. Trump annoys me to death in the way he handles things.
Ugh.
But at the same time, I go, you know what? I'm so like tired that. Of the other way they do it in D.C. It's time for this.
Yeah. Well, it is.
It's the way to go in the 21st century. Right. You know you like it. I could tell by the way you started to get into it.
These are work. All right, number two on the people list, Anthony Scaramucci. All I can think of is Scaramunga from the James Bond movie. Whenever I see this guy's name, remember Scaramunga?
Yeah.
Christopher Lee played him in one of, I forget what the name of the, which James Bond movie
was. That
was
that the one where he had these special bullets?
Man with a Golden Gun.
Yeah,
that was the one. And Scaramunga was the bad guy, and all I think is Scaramucci, Scaramunga, and...
All I
in
think
charge
is,
of leaks.
Hey, yo, bada bing. Yeah. What's that big pencil looking cement thing over there?
Uh-huh. That's what I think of when I'm watching Blue Bloods and the guy from.
It's okay to bag on Italians now. Is that what
the heavy. the heavy.
Ever since The Sopranos, yes, it is.
Yeah, he was the guy who was on The Sopranos that's now on Blue Bloods, the investigator for. Steve Sicaro.
Steve Sciarra.
Sharippa, right.
Sharippa, yeah.
Yeah, very likable.
Yeah, good guy.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, why? How are we now? This is
Scaramucci Italians.
Yeah,
let's do. Let's spend. Italians. Let's walk down Italian Lane from
big New Jersey mirrored sunglasses. The whole bit.
You know, there's a.
Let's leave Jersey out of this. This is a New York thing.
Oh, you're worried about Jersey. You're just bagging on all Italians now. But now you're worried about a state.
There's a PBS special,
of course,
that started this week. Have you seen it? All about the Italians, the history of the mob, the mafia, La Cosa Nostra. It's really quite. I think it was on PBS, either that or HBO. It's somewhere where you can see it over and over again. But it's very.
You know, I mean, excuse me, I don't want to sound weird here, but my mom's.
You are you kidding? You always sound weird. Please, go ahead.
You know, look. You know, my parents totally Italian on my mom's side, and I don't get this whole mob mafia thing. Whenever people talk about Italians, my parents, my mom's side wasn't like that at all. I don't even know where this comes from.
Where are you from, Joe?
Well, originally from Albany, but my mom is total Italian, and her family is 100%. They were never like that. That bada-bing thing is never. They were never anything like that.
Yeah, it's a Jersey, New York City thing for sure.
Just watch the special on the Mafia, Joe, and then talk about
it. I watch The Sopranos. I know what's going on.
Right, exactly. All right, number one on the people list. Gee, I wonder who that could be.
My man.
The Trumpster is number one. And I think we've worked him over enough, at least in terms of his style.
Oh, he was great.
Style.
He was at, Youngstown rally this week, and he was talking about how he ought to be on Mount Rushmore. And I was just loving that. And then I was on Facebook this morning.
You're really drinking the Kool-Aid, Joe.
I love this guy. No, I mean, what I like about it is people are so upset about it. It just cracks me up.
Right. So what did he say at the Boy Scout speech? To get everybody worked over. I never saw
it was a political rally in front of little boys.
Oh, how awful.
I mean, that's what it was. That's what it was.
So
he didn't talk about the scouts or the history or whatever. It was just, you know,
He
more
said
of
a few
his own.
About it.
A few
he
things.
Said a few things. Right, yeah. He did. He said a few things, but you have to look, the crowd for the most part loved it. I mean, I know it's obvious.
If you believe what you read in some of the press reports,
not everybody did.
Number of people who are leaving the Boy Scouts, which doesn't make any sense to me. So he didn't like Donald Trump's speech. So what? So you're going to take your kid out of Boy Scouts because you don't like his speech? What kind of thinking is that?
A lot of people are haters. I mean, there are a lot of people
Trump shows up for an hour, and you're going to take your kids out of Boy Scouts because you don't like his speech? What are you, nuts?
Good riddance.
Come on.
Yes, I think a lot of people are nuts.
Be gone.
Good riddance.
Be gone with yourself.
Yeah, I was going to say. Who's looking at the
mirror? You're not tying kid.
43. Tie yourself a knot.
And your fire starting knot tying kid. Take him with you.
All right. Talk Radio Countdown Show, our opportunity to officially list on the people list and the stories list who's there and what's there, so that we get off on tangents. Sometimes we do that in the best fashion of talk radio is to not necessarily follow a script. But the scripts do include the top 10 people, for example, this week. Jeff Bezos is number 10 from Amazon. Sean Spicer, number 9. Lindsey Graham, number 8. Vladimir Putin is in the 7th position this week. Jared Kushner, 6. Charles Schumer, 5. Mitch McConnell, 4. Jeff Sessions, 3. Anthony Scaramucci, 2. And Donald Trump, 1. So it's interesting to look at that list and see 1, 2, 3, 4 people on the list of 10 who are in the United States Senate or have been there. Isn't that interesting to see how those 100 people, those positions are so important? Food for thought on the countdown. 43 past the hour as we continue the review.
The Top Radio Countdown.
This report is brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association. 35% of dementia cases worldwide could be preventable by addressing lifestyle factors, according to a new report at the Alzheimer's Association International Conference in London. The Lancet Commission says these factors include high blood pressure, obesity, smoking, depression, and diabetes. For the first time, their report included hearing loss and social isolation among the dementia risk factors. Dr. James Hendricks is Director of Global Science Initiatives at the Alzheimer's Association.
This report is very hopeful. Many people have the potential to reduce their risk of cognitive decline through simple, healthful behavioral changes. At a public health level, interventions based on this evidence could be extremely powerful in managing the global costs of Alzheimer's and other dementias.
According to the study authors, by managing modifiable risk factors at all stages of life, it may be possible to reduce new cases of dementia by 9 million people by 2050. For more information, visit ALZ.org.
A new survey shares some interesting facts on women's pregnancy and something that might be lurking under your nose, literally. OBGYN Dr. Rebecca Brightman discusses new findings about the importance of oral health and gives some key tips for women to stay healthy during pregnancy.
Nearly a quarter of women experience a change in their oral health during pregnancy, and they've noticed that there's a decline. And about 70% of women actually experience symptoms of gingivitis. And what's really interesting is that only 56% of women in this survey actually report seeing a dental care professional during the course of their pregnancies. And you may think, why is this important? Gum disease and oral health is very important in pregnancy because if left neglected, gingivitis can result in periodontal disease, and there is a link, some studies suggest, between periodontal disease and preterm labor and low birth weight infants.
For more information about brushing for two, go to Crest.com or Oral-B.com.
My goodness, I am tired of being known only as the guy who turns into a werewolf at the full moon. There's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Sure, they could save you money, but Geico also has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. So you know people love them. And yeah, I become a man beast once a month, but I become the world's greatest crepe chef every single Saturday morning.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Doug Steffen here with a review of the stories from the charts for this past week. According to the research done at Talkers Magazine, what's going on in the world of sports talk radio, including the football players coming back to practice, and also that brain report, number 10, very important, the results of studying football players' brains. The sperm counts in men and why they're declining is number 9. Death at the fair in Ohio at number 8. The people who died in that truck in the Walmart shopping plaza, number 7. The Boy Scout speech that Mr. Trump gave is 6. Number 5, the investigation into Trump and his family and what's the connection to the Russians, yada, yada. Number 4, the folks from China, Foxconn, are now building a plant in the U.S. Military transgender ban is number 3. Leaks from the White House, 2. And the health care discussion is number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Joe Crummy, check out his Evil Thoughts podcast on iTunes. Rich McFadden, part of the old gang, the Good Day Gang. Victoria Keelan, part of the new DJV experience. And the summation is as usual here for me. And it becomes, I think there, I look for the new things, stuff that's like fresh meat, because I want to keep the program alive and vibrant. But there are just so many things that are the same old, same old. And I will not waste our time talking about what happened at the Ohio State Fair, because I don't know that goes anyplace. I do think, however, with number 7, the smuggling deaths, this is another underscore of, like Trump or not liking him, this situation with the illegals has got to be fixed. It's got to be addressed. It has to be taken care of. These people are paying $3,000 to get across the border. They put them in the back of a refrigerated truck that the refrigeration unit doesn't work, so 8 of them get cooked. The rest of them are near death. What the hell? I mean,
well, I don't understand about
how
that.
How do we let these people get away with this stuff?
In a Walmart.
They pay $3,000.
Right, some pay $5,500.
$5,500 has gone up. Price has gone up. Yeah.
So, well, you know who's in trouble is that the driver says he didn't know. If he does know.
Well, he didn't know the truck was full of people. Come on.
That's what he says. Well, you would too, I suppose, because it's the death penalty if you get convicted.
Let me tell you something. Anybody.
Why do you go into Walmart to get water for the people in the truck then?
Right. Anybody who steps into a truck and drives it and doesn't know what's in the back should be thrown in jail anyway. Because you're that stupid.
Stupidity is the reason to throw somebody in jail.
But they were in San Antonio. They were in the United States. They were at a Walmart, for God's sake. Why were they still in the back of the truck? Why not just let them out? They could probably go get jobs in the Walmart.
Joe, that's your next evil thought. All right? Richie just gave you the next podcast, right there with that idea. All right?
The guy obviously knew, right?
He knew. 10 before the hour. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Let's bring ourselves around to Tech Talk time at 53 after the hour. Our job today is to review the hot hits from this past week, the top five items from the world of technology. And here to enjoy that pleasure is Victoria Keevan, who has her eyes and ears open to the technology that affects us all, starting with number five this week.
Well, number five is a focus on our friend. We like to think of him as a friend, Elon Musk. He apparently wants to build a Hyperloop on the East Coast. He's been working on a West Coast tunnel underground type of situation, but apparently he feels that the East Coast could happen sooner. So earlier this week, he tweeted that he has verbal government approval to build an underground Hyperloop on the East Coast, which would connect New York City, Philadelphia, Baltimore, and Washington, D.C. The cool thing about this futuristic underground rail system is that it would take you from New York to D.C. in just 29 minutes, which is unreal. And I hope that he actually gets to do this. He said that the city of Los Angeles, the traffic, as everyone knows, is out of control. So he is still trying to work on a solution for that as well. He said there's a lot of approvals that do have to happen before this will be a formal beginning to the project, but he said he's optimistic that it will occur rapidly.
Number four, we haven't, what would a week be Like, if we didn't have some Google, Microsoft.
Google Street View is one of the coolest things, I think, that Google has ever done. If you've never seen your own house from a satellite image, you should Google Street View your own house. And you can manipulate the screen around. You can see all the angles and different views of your whole street, of any street on the planet, pretty much at this point. And so now, because they have the planet conquered, they've gone to the space station. So the newest Google Street View is the International Space Station. It is very cool. If you want to take a look at that, they've got 13 different views showing everything from the observation deck to the laboratories to the astronauts' quarters. You can see them eating and how they go about their day, how they work out. It is really, really cool. And they worked with NASA to generate all these images using, obviously, because it's in space, they can't use the same type of cameras and equipment. So they worked with NASA to with cameras that are already on the space station to create these incredible views. And one of the cool things they also did, each room has a description, so you really can learn about the space station. You're not just looking at images. They really explain everything in it, which is great.
Mm-hmm. Nice job. All right, Microsoft is going to put a new brush. Aren't I clever?
I like how you did that.
Yes, that's clever. Number
well,
three.
Microsoft announced that Paint, which is part of the Microsoft Work, Outlook, Publisher, that whole package that you get, Microsoft is saying that they're getting rid of Paint. For whatever reason, people lost their minds over this week. All over social media, people were saying that, please don't get rid of Paint. What am I going to doodle on? It's the end of the world. So Microsoft listened, and they said, okay, the 32-year-old program is not going away anymore. They've changed their mind. It will now be in the Paint 3D is the newest version, but people don't seem to like that, so they want the old school Paint. And so now they say it will still be supported. It won't be on your workstation at work, most likely, but it will still be installed on home computers.
Roomba is spying on you, or is it? That's number two this week on our countdown of the number one tech story of the week.
This is a story that really shocked a lot of people this week. A Roomba, of course, if you're not familiar with it, is that small disc-shaped vacuum that operates by bouncing off of corners in your living room and letting your cat take a ride on it. And people have posted a million videos of cats riding on Roombas. It's like a whole section of YouTube. So Roomba, in a very bizarre turn, iRobot is the maker of Roomba. And the chief executive, Colin Engel, said this week that he is the Roomba, as it moves around your house and as you move furniture, it remaps your house so it knows a chair is either there or no longer there. All of that information has been uploaded to the cloud. Now, when you sign on for Roomba, because it's a wireless Bluetooth connection, you, in the fine print, you are agreeing to allowing them to map your house and sell that data. And the guy even admitted this week, he is selling your data. People are not happy about this, but it is happening. So if you have a Roomba, you may want to unplug it.
All right, let's get to number one, and it's an Adobe Flash focus.
Yes, Adobe Flash. It's another program that's got a kill date, just like Paint, although Paint came back. I don't think Flash is coming back. Adobe has announced that they by 2020, it will be completely gone. Now, in 2010, Steve Jobs, of course, being a visionary, he said that Adobe Flash was a disaster of a program, and he got rid of it from iPhone, so it's pretty much going to be gone. And the good thing is, it's going to make the Internet a lot more secure.
Gonzo. Security. We like that. All right, good job, as usual, Victoria. Victoria Keelan with Doug Steffen counting down the top five items from the world of technology. It's 59 past the hour now.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.